IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
The Limpopo health officials are considering denying sale of alcohol to unvaccinated people. Does that make any sense? Well, we've asked Maurice Smithers, director of the Southern African Alcohol Policy Alliance in South Africa, to weigh in on this conversation. Good morning. How are you?
Very well, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Please just help me navigate this. I find it a bit confusing. What is the idea to not allow unvaccinated people to buy alcohol now?
Look, I think what they're trying to do is, let's put it in context.
Right.
Globally, governments are trying to find ways to incentivize people to get vaccinated.
Got it. I'm with that. I'm behind
examples
that.
In certain countries, Russia, I think, for example, they said people could be entered into a lottery if they if they got vaccinated. Others have offered people actually food parcels, various other things.
Right.
So I think one should see it in that context of people looking around for how do you encourage people to take vaccinations. And Limpopo in particular have done very well with vaccinations in the country, probably leading the country in terms of the rate that they're getting people vaccinated. So I think the MEC and the officials are well-intentioned in what they're trying to do. And they're trying to not stop people buying alcohol per se. I don't think they're going to, you know, would say that you, if you go into a bottle store and try and buy alcohol, you wouldn't be able to. But it's more in the on-consumption places where people are drinking together socially that they're trying to do that. And it would be in part because people who are not vaccinated, who go into a social environment like that, then become a risk to other people. So that would be the thinking behind it. But I just think there are too many challenges around it. There are too many challenges around it because one is it legal even to do that? There are all kinds of questions around rights and the constitution and various other issues. So is it legal to do that? I mean, there's lots of debates about whether it's legal to say somebody has to be vaccinated to go to work.
Absolutely.
But the other question, and this is what really concerns us, is it sends a message that people who are vaccinated can drink freely and don't need to worry.
And that
kind of picture has been projected, in fact, by Heineken, who in the early stages of vaccination in South Africa put out an advert in which they showed a bunch of old people, you know, partying it up a storm.
By the way, I loved that advert. I'm sorry, I know. I've seen it and I loved it. It just made me smile.
No, I love it too. It's a lovely advert. I mean, you know, that's the one thing about the liquor industry. They produce amazing adverts because they got the bucks to do it. I know it's a great advert, but the message is, if you look at that video, people aren't wearing masks. They're not social distancing. And the reality is, as the medical people keep telling us, being vaccinated does not mean you cannot get the virus.
Right.
Once getting it, you can't pass it on to somebody else. You can. And so the message seems to be, if you're vaccinated, it's cool. You can come and drink freely. It'll be okay. If you don't, if you're not vaccinated, you can't. And the same message is being put out by the Matric Rage. I don't know if you know that. Remember last year?
I have written quite.
You remember there was nearly a thousand kids who got infected by the virus.
Right.
This year they are saying, fine, you can come to the rage, if you're vaccinated. So again, this is sending a message to the kids. It's cool. Come down, and we know what happens.
Absolutely.
You know, people who club hop the whole night.
100%.
You know, jump in Uber and they club hop from club to club, you know, in that whole area.
Yeah.
So the same message is going out. It's going to be fine. You're vaccinated. You can drink. You can relax. Don't have to worry. And that for us is the big issue around this particular call. We think it's well intentioned, but we think that it's very problematic.
And it also singles out a specific industry as well, which I think is equally as problematic, because then what that does is it makes it seem as though participants in this particular area are responsible for the spread of the virus and everything that goes with it, rather than looking at it across the board and saying, well, what is the South African policy with regard to vaccinations, allowing people into venues or not, and so on. You know, to pick a specific area within a specific industry, one that's already been hammered through the government regulations, I think must be problematic.
Look, you're right to an extent, but there is no doubt that social environments where people are drinking do pose a greater risk than other environments. And that's because
there's no question.
You know, once people have had two or three drinks, then all that, you know, the protocols go out the window. People stop wearing masks, they stop social distancing, they stop sanitizing. Because that's what happens when you get drunk, you know, when I say drunk, I mean, you know, it's known. I mean, one of the things that people keep on saying what's wonderful about alcohol is it relaxes you and it takes away your inhibitions. And that's exactly the problem, because that's what it does in the context of COVID. It takes away relaxes you, it makes you feel okay, and takes away your inhibitions, and then it leads to people actually forgetting about the protocols. And that's why we've argued very strongly. We've never understood why, when government, we don't support, you know, the bans, full bans, unless they're absolutely necessary. But we've never understood why government chooses to close off consumption outlets. Let's say, like now, for example, you can't buy alcohol from Friday to Sunday. We've never understood why they choose to target off consumption outlets when it's in fact on consumption outlets that are more the risk, because of this issue of people gathering and drinking in the social space. So if they really want to use to target alcohol as one of the contributing factors, it needs to be in the on-consumption places, and then to maybe allow all liquor outlets, as they did after the first ban, to allow all people who have licenses to sell off-consumption, and people who can then go home and drink safely at home. So it's a very complicated issue, but on this particular thing with the vaccine, we think that it's well intentioned, but there are better ways to do it. But inappropriate, yeah.
That's where we leave it. Maurice Smith is director at the South African Alcohol Policy Alliance in South Africa.